大家好，我是杨林，欢迎来到美语训练班。
我是 Cat。
Cat， 上次我不在，听说是你介绍的节目内容。
对啊，
那今天还是你来吧。
好，今天咱们要去美国大学的篮球联赛。
It's madness。
吃顿全素食。
It's not real chicken, it's fake chicken made from tofu.
要聊聊怎么戒毒。
But recovering from any addiction is a long process.
还有告诉大家用美语怎么说苦吗？
好，不过在节目一开始，咱们还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
long standing. Long standing is spelled L-O-N-G-S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G. Long standing.
Long standing, 形容词，意思是长期存在的。
Former South African President Nelson Mandela has been released from the hospital after a surgical procedure for a long standing abdominal condition.
南非前总统曼德拉由于长期腹痛接受手术后出院，在英国城市普利茅斯。
With over 66% of the adult population overweight, obesity continues to be a long-standing health issue for Plymouth.
普利茅斯66%的成年人口超重，肥胖问题是这个城市长期面临的健康问题。好的，今天我们学习的词是
long-standing, long-standing.Long-standing.
我有个朋友最近就解决了个 long-standing issue, 长期以来一直存在的问题。
What's the issue?
学历问题。他这个人工作能力强，人缘也好，可是啊，就是学历低，所以在公司升不上去。现在好了，学历拿到了，前途光明了。
Good for him!But I hope he didn't get his degree from one of the schools that we call degree mills.
Degree mills? 学历磨坊?
That's right. It's the kind of school that churns out graduates as fast as possible without really paying attention to the quality of their education.
哦，你说的是文凭工厂，而且你还用到了一个习惯用语 churn out. 咱们现在就来听听这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第957讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨天我去书店买书，看到浪漫小说那里多出了一大排，看起来是相同作者写的一系列丛书。我随便翻了两三本，发现内容大同小异，情节也没有什么特别吸引人的地方。这让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Churn out. Churn is spelled C-H-U-R-N and out, O-U-T. Churn out.
Churn 作为动词本身有大量生产的意思，加上 out 这个短语的意思就是不顾质量的粗糙生产，大量炮制。就像上面的例子中，这些浪漫小说内容相差不多，而且一本接着一本的上市。这让我觉得这些书质量不高，完全是为了赚钱而批量生产。下面这个例子里的旅行者可不一样，让我们来听听看他是如何选择纪念品的。
When I travel to a country, I'm always looking for a souvenir to take back home with me. Many times I try to find a local artisan who produces something unique. I don't want some factory-produced trinket. Why would I care for what's been churned out by the millions?
这段话是说，每次我去国外旅行的时候，都会寻找特别的纪念品带回家。很多时候，我会找一名当地的匠人，让他制作一些特别的东西。我不想要那些工厂生产的小纪念品，那种成千上万一模一样的东西完全不吸引我。
说起 trinket, 我的朋友经常带给我这种东西，像钥匙链、冰箱贴之类的。但其实我跟上面例子中的人观点一样。
I would much prefer a good story than something churned out by the millions.
相比起那些批量生产的纪念品，我更想听一个好故事。好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
When I travel to a country, I'm always looking for a souvenir to take back home with me. Many times I try to find a local artisan who produces something unique. I don't want some factory-produced trinket. Why would I care for what's been churned out by the millions?
我的好朋友最近正在研究要申请哪所大学，选择非常多，他该选择一所有名气的大学还是离家近的，是在城市还是在郊区，是私立大学还是公立大学，需要考虑的因素很多。下面的例子里谈到了一所大学，让我们来听听看。
It's true that Acme University is less expensive than many other schools, and it offers classes online and at several campuses throughout the country.But the instruction it provides isn't very high quality. It seems more concerned with churning out as many graduates as possible each year.
我绝对不相信这种快速教育能教出优秀的毕业生。这也让我想到我妹妹的婚礼策划师。我看过她的很多作品，可是看起来新人的装束、花束的选择，还有婚礼流程，全部都一模一样。
He seems to be churning out wedding ceremonies,Like a factory makes widgets.
他策划婚礼就像工厂生产零件一样大量炮制。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It's true that Acme University is less expensive than many other schools, and it offers classes online and at several campuses throughout the country. But the instruction it provides isn't very high quality. It seems more concerned withchurning out as many graduates as possible each year.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 churn out, 意思是不顾质量的大量炮制。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。Cat,我刚才提到的那个朋友可不是在文凭工厂混的学历，人家啊是到全美排名前五的名校读大。
I'm not really obsessed with top schools. I think most rankings are skewed one way or the other.
I agree. Ranking is not as important as some people think it is. 不过我这个观点好多父母就不赞同，就拿我妈来说，从我刚上小学开始，他就一直跟我说，以后一定要考上名牌大学啊，还要当全班第一。
Sounds like you have a demanding mom, 虎妈。
哎，可不是吗？正好，今天咱们的美语怎么说，就要来教这个词儿。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是无穷要问的虎妈。
吴琼，你怎么看起来无精打采的？怎么了？
哎，别提了，还不是我男朋友，他什么都告诉他妈妈，连我们吵架都说，我真是受不了了，简直就是个没长大的孩子嘛。
Oh yeah, mama's boys can be hard to deal with.
Wait a second, 你说 mama's boy?
Yep, a mama's boy is used to describe a guy who is excessively attached to his mother.
Oh, 就是什么都要听妈妈的话的那种男生，简直就是我男朋友的写照嘛 ,mama's boy. 那什么都听父母话的女生要怎么说呢？
We call that kind of girl daddy's little girl, 爸爸的小女儿。
Mama's boy, daddy's little girl, 真形象。其实我觉得孩子有这种依赖性，家长也有责任。
Yep, I've seen some helicopter parents. They are pretty scary.
Helicopter parents? 直升机家长？
That's right. Helicopter parents refer to those who always hover over their children, even when they're already grown up. 这是对孩子过度保护的家长。
Helicopter parents, 直升机家长，是说家长像直升机一样一直在你头顶上嗡嗡嗡的盘旋。对了，前段时间还出了个虎妈，你记得吗？虎妈要怎么说呢？
Of course, 虎妈 is called tiger mom.
对，现在大家都管这种对子女管教特别严厉的妈妈叫做 tiger mom, 虎妈。Thank goodness, my mom is not a tiger mom.
Good for you. 好，现在看看我们今天都学了什么吧。
第一，形容对家长严重依赖的孩子，男孩可以用 mama's boy， 乖乖女可以叫做 daddy's little girl。 第二，过分关心孩子的直升机父母是 helicopter parents。 第三，管教严厉的母亲叫做 tiger mom。
I don't want to date a mama's boy， 他们太不独立了。不过啊， I on the other hand want to be daddy's little girl， 希望能永远被人宠着。
那是不是叫宽以律己，严以待人？
嘿、hey, 你最近中文进步不少啊 Kat。
Hey, thanks. Okay, daddy's little girl, do you think you can cook for your boyfriend if he wants a homemade meal?
你可问着了，别的不行，做饭我在行啊，给男朋友做顿爱心晚餐不在话下。
Really? I'd have to see it to believe it.
你不信？哪天我给你露一手。不过啊，说到女友下厨做饭，今天的美语三级跳讲的就是这个。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目食物单元的高级课程。
Today, Robert is going over to Liz and Doug's apartment for a dinner party, but he is about to find out that his tastes in food are very different from theirs.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Liz. Thank you so much for inviting me over for dinner.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We haven't had company in a long time, so we're really excited you could make it. Hey, what's that dish you brought?
Well, Doug told me we were going to have a potluck dinner, so I cooked up some of my famous steak and brought it over.I hope you like it.
Oh my gosh, Doug! He brought a dead animal into our house! What are we going to do?
Doug? What's the problem? Doesn't Liz like steak?
Jeez, I totally forgot to tell you. Liz is a vegetarian because she thinks eating meat is like murdering animals. Don't worry, honey. Tomorrow I'll take the steak outside and bury it.
原来 Liz 是个 vegetarian, 素食主义者。他觉得吃肉啊就是谋杀动物，难怪他看到 Robert 带牛排来那么生气哦。
Exactly, Winnie. And did you hear Liz talk about having company? When you have company, that means you invite guests over to your house. For example, I can't go to the movies on Friday night because I'm having company.
Oh, have company 就是有客人在的意思。对了 ,Professor, potluck dinner 是什么意思啊？
At some dinner parties, the host prepares all the food for the guests. But at a potluck dinner, all the guests each bring a dish to share with the other guests.
我明白了。Potluck dinner 就是客人都自己带菜，大家一起吃的聚餐。
Don't worry, Robert. Even though we can't eat the steak, we've got lots of other good stuff to eat. Come and sit down at the table.
Great. I'm starving. What are we having?
I really hope you like it. I've prepared a 3-course meal for you. For our appetizer, we're having carrots. For the entree, we're having chicken. And for the dessert, we're having chocolate cake.
Well, that sounds great. But did you say we're having chicken for the main course? I thought you didn't eat meat.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's not real chicken. It's fake chicken made from tofu.
Doug...Did she say we're having fake chicken made from tofu?
That's right. Trust me, it sounds pretty weird, but I'm sure you're going to love it.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 3-course meal?
When you go to dinner in America, each dish is served one after another. Each dish is called a course. So if there is a 3-course meal, that means 3 dishes are being served, and they are an appetizer, entree, and dessert.
哦，原来这就是由头台、主菜和甜点这三道菜组成的大餐。对了 ，Liz 还说主菜是豆腐做的素鸡，这个菜可不好做哦。
Well, now they have finished eating, so let's see what Robert thought.
So, Robert, how did you enjoy your meal? It looks like you barely touched any of your chicken.
It was interesting.It's just that I'm not feeling so well. I think tofu chicken might be an acquired taste.
Believe me, buddy, that's what I said when I first had it. But I'm telling you, once you get used to it, you will never go back to eating real chicken.
You know, Doug,
If tofu chicken really is an acquired taste, we should just put the leftovers in a doggy bag to give to Robert to take home. Then he can keep eating it all week.
Professor, 什么叫 acquired taste?
It means a preference that is only acquired after considerable experience.
我明白了。Acquired taste 就是慢慢培养出来的爱好。Robert 啊，客气地说，吃素鸡是 acquired taste。其实啊，就是表示自己不爱吃这道菜。
That's right. But Liz offers to let him take the leftovers home, so he would fall in love with it someday.
怪不得这家很久没有人来做客了，东西那么难吃，客人都被吓跑了。
So, Yanglin, would I be in the same boat as Robert if I visited your place and tried your cooking?
什么？你说我做的饭和 Liz 做的东西一样难吃，你会像 Robert 一样可怜。
I'm just teasing you.
哼，哪天让你试试我的手艺，保准你心服口服。
I look forward to that.
好，言归正传，咱们来听今天的 Business Etiquette。
礼节美语。
Patricia 和同事 Kelly 要去澳门出差，准备去赌场试试手气。另外一个同事 John 提到自己有个朋友嗜赌成性，结果倾家荡产。 Patricia 问，
So what happened to Joe? How is he holding up?
Joe is in Gamblers Anonymous right now. He sent me an email the other day and he says he's doing better, but recovering from any addiction is a long process.
What's Gamblers Anonymous?Have you ever heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA?
Not really.
Alcoholics Anonymous is an organization that tries to help people with alcohol problems overcome their addiction. Gamblers Anonymous does the same thing for gamblers.
I see. So it's sort of like rehab.
Patricia 问起 Joe 的近况。John 说 Joe 现在加入了
Gamblers Anonymous.
嗜赌者互戒协会。
Gamblers Anonymous 跟 Alcoholics Anonymous 嗜酒者互戒协会差不多，是帮助赌徒戒赌的组织。在英语里，有某件事情上瘾可以用 problem 这个字，比如
He has a drinking problem.
他嗜酒成性。
He has a gambling problem.
他赌博成性。因此说，嗜赌者互戒协会差不多也就是一种戒赌组织。
It's like a rehab.Rehab is spelled R-E-H-A-B, rehab.
是戒毒，戒赌中心的意思。John接着说。
That's right. Gamblers Anonymous offers a support system to gamblers who have a problem.
Well, I hope your friend gets better soon. So, what casino games do you usually play?
I've always liked card games, poker especially. I don't like slot machines because I don't think there are any skills involved.
I like poker and all kinds of table games, but my favorite is blackjack. Blackjack is a nice mix of skill and luck.
嗜赌互戒协会为赌博上瘾的人提供了一个
support system,
相互支持的系统。话说到这儿， Kelly 问 Patricia 和 John 去赌场一般都玩些什么。 Patricia 说自己一般都是玩
card games,
玩牌，她不喜欢拉老虎机
slot machines,
因为他觉得老虎机完全是凭运气，一点技术含量也没有。这样说，凡是
table games
他都喜欢玩。在赌场里 table games 除了扑克牌以外，还包括
craps
轮盘骰子和罗莱特
roulette
等等。这样还说，但是他最爱玩的还是
blackjack
21点。
I think I might be able to enjoy a game or two of poker or blackjack.Do you think I'll get addicted? Kelly, I've known you for a few years, and you have excellent self-control. I don't think you'll have a problem controlling yourself.
Besides, you only get to go to Macau once in a blue moon. What I suggest is you set yourself a reasonable budget of money that you can afford to lose. Don't go beyond that limit.
A little bit of legal gambling can be a lot of fun, but we have to know when to call it a night.
All right, you're on. Let's hit the casinos on Friday night. Kelly 担心自己会赌博上瘾。
Get addicted.
John 建议他给自己设定一个合理的限度。
Set yourself a reasonable budget that you can afford to lose.
给自己定个输得起的预算，不要超过那个限度。
他还说，况且
You only get to go to Macau once in a blue moon.
去澳门的机会少之又少。
Once in a blue moon.
是非常罕见的意思。Patricia 也说
We know when to call it a night.
我们知道什么时候该打住。Kelly 在两人的说服下最后说
You're on. Let's hit the casinos on Friday night.
星期五去赌场，我们就这么说定了。
哇哦，赌场里的名堂还真多，不过像我这种初级水平的，也就是拉拉老虎机。
Be careful, people can get addicted even when they're just playing slot machines.
所以说啊，少赌为妙，而且得知道 when to call it a night, 什么时候收手。好啦，下面咱们去运动运动，听听体育美语吧。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
大家好，我是杨晨。
我是 Patrick。杨晨， are you ready for March Madness?
Yes, I am. And you?
I'm ready too.
嘿，咱俩说的这么激动，听众可能还不知道 March Madness 三月疯狂是怎么回事。
March Madness is when all of America watches a huge men's college basketball tournament that takes place in the month of March every year. It's madness!
真的一点都不夸张。一到了三月疯狂，几乎所有的美国人都要看大学生篮球联赛，好多人说比 NBA 还好看呢。
The most fun to watch are the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final 4, and finally, the championship.
Sweet 16, 甜蜜的16岁?
No, it's the final 16 teams that are left in the tournament.
这里的 Sweet 16应该是甜蜜的16队，就是剩下的16支队伍。Elite 8可以说是精英八强 ，Final 4最后四强，当然还有 The Championship， 最后的两个队争夺冠军。现在全美国的人都陷入了 March Madness， 我想那些在校的大学生一定更疯狂了。
When I was in college, my team made it, or my team advanced to the Sweet 16. We played the University of Kentucky, but we lost because of our poor shooting and because of Kentucky's strong defense.
自己是 poor shooting, 投篮不准，而对方有 strong defense, 强劲的防守，那还打什么球啊？太好笑了，这样的队还能进入 Sweet 16?
Well, it looks like somebody has been infected with some March Madness. It's March Madness, baby!
现在就是三月， March Madness 就要开始啦。能在电视上看那些又年轻又帅的大学男生灌篮，太过眼瘾了。
Hey, let's have a March Madness party at my place.
Great idea! It's gonna be a lot of fun. 好啦，这次的节目时间到了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
See you later.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
The Voice of America。
听众朋友，美国之音的网址是 www.voachinese.com。您如果直接登录美国之音网站有困难，可以使用赛风软件。您只要在浏览器的网址上打上856001.info 就行了，拼写方法是856001.info。赛风软件会立即把您带入美国之音网站。再说一遍，856001.info。